had some good time of prayer, and there were discussions about the prophetic words for the women. And what I got is from the story of Esther at such a very critical time when the entire nations of the Jews were in danger. And the word of God went to her that God must have positioned her for such a time as that. And she needs to step into purpose to be God's voice for that time and season. So God's word to you women is, God has strategically positioned you for such a time as this to be a woman of influence, to be God's voice, to be God's representative, to be God's ambassador. Of course, you know the story of Esther. Initially, she was jittery, she was scared, because the Lord does not permit her to go without invitation to see the king. But she was reminded that she mustn't fail in that assignment. And praise God, she didn't. She was ready to take her life in her hands, and she went to the king. And so we must do, the women must do this time, that you must be ready to step into purpose. You must be ready to intercede. You must be ready to play the role that God has called you to. It may be challenging, it may be risky, may be tough, but when we go with God, we will be able to fulfill God's purpose for that time and save nations, save generations, save lives. You are called as mothers as well. And so you have roles to play, both in the lives of our biological and spiritual children, so that they will not miss their place in God. So the word is step into purpose, and God will help you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, women of God. There are a number of us that received a word as it was relating to Deborah. And for me, I was sharing with the brethren here, I says, that's just such an easy word, Lord. My, sure, I'm hearing you say Deborah. And after hearing several of the other brethren receive that same word, I gathered that, yes, it was indeed the Lord. One of the things that I received concerning Deborah is in a scripture that calls her a mother in Israel. Judges 5:7, the inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose. So first of all, she gathered herself. She arose. She arose. She has arisen. and that she arose a mother in Israel. Now, none of us men know what it means to be a mother, but you certainly do. Amen. Secondly, there is an honor that came with the ministry of Deborah. While the men were out in the battle, there was Barak, and he didn't want to go unless Deborah went. And she had mentioned, or the Lord had really given this to her, that this honor will be upon her for going forth in that battle. So there's an honor that's upon you, wherein we need each other. We cannot as men do anything by ourselves, even though we're out there in the fisticuffs, even though we're out there in the weeds, even though we're out there in the battle with spears and swords, and there are the women as well ministering alongside. And there is an honor that comes with you all being that.
So we all see you as Deborahs. You have something that is of great value to the Father. And the Father is entrusting you with great measures of judgment, much as he did with her, as she judged Israel from beneath a palm tree. And it was noted that the palm tree represents breakthrough. And certainly, you sit in a position of breakthrough. And that's a powerful place for any of us, but especially you ladies. And you carry what the Father is wanting to bring forth in His kingdom and are empowered to watch over it and nurture it. And you have great wisdom. And in that wisdom, there is application and opportunity. And it was brought forth that you are much like the woman who had the opportunity to do in a great enemy of Israel as she coaxed him into her tent, fed him warm milk, and was able to dispatch him with a tent peg through his temple. So great things are going to be done by you ladies that is going to affect many, many nations. So, you are going to be able to see the opportunity, and you're going to be able to have the resources and the vision to follow it through. Amen. And the last thing is that you ladies, you women of the network, are able to discern and really ask the right kinds of questions. And these questions are going to lead into an opportunity for bringing forth truth and bringing forth the things that are needed to move the kingdom forward. As the woman at the well, she asked Jesus the right questions. And because of her inquiries and because of how she was really thinking about life-changing things, her whole community was affected by her. And so who you are and what you question and what you think about is going to have great impact on where you live and who is in contact with you in daily life, as well as prophetic encounters that are coming your way. So God has plans for you that are greater than you ever thought. And we men are here to be your jar openers. All right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. That's amazing. I know all of you men are going to be sleeping with one eye open. That's right. No drinking the milk. No, that is so powerful. And I did write it down, so I'll try to get it typed up and get it to all you ladies, because, you know, it's great encouragement, and it builds us up. And I don't know if we've ever done this before, but this came by word of the Lord in the car, back seat of a car, driving through Brazil, and so I know it was God. And what a blessing it was just to be in the sanctuary and be able to pray for you mighty men, right? It was amazing. And so we're not quite as organized as you guys are, because we were praying. You guys were discussing, we were praying. The Deborah, you said it. Yeah, I want to know where our palm tree is. That's what I want to know. We have to go to Florida to get the palm tree, or Brazil. So I'm going to, like I said, we're not quite as organized, but I do know that we have some powerful words to speak over you gentlemen. And I'm just going to ask, raise your hand if you have a word. Women, ladies, come on, don't be shy. Come on. So I tell you what, I'm going to ask you to come up and just fill these front seats, if you could. Not you guys, the women. Oh. He's going the other way. Yeah. Let me move my stuff. Okay. Okay, who would like to begin? Are you volunteering to begin? Or are you going over here? Okay. Okay, I'm going to pick. We're going to start with Vicki. So I want you to come up, though.
It doesn't matter if I don't make eye contact or not. Yeah.
You all were thinking it. Don't tell me. You get it up a little.
That's true. That also crossed my mind.
That crossed your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just speak over you gentlemen that because of the faithfulness you've had to just submit yourselves before the Lord and allow him to cultivate his truth in you in such a mighty way, that is going to be utilized in the day, that itself, it positioned you to be utilized in the going forth to really have a newfound power. What's the word I use there? It cultivates a power and a magnitude of a brand new nature, of something that you've not even seen demonstrated yet, that is going to go with you and take his heart into the nations in a fresh way that's mighty.
That was great, Vicki.
Well, I just really felt what I saw was just an expansion of the heart. And so I just really want to prophesy into you just the agape of the Father would just be shed abroad afresh in your hearts. And there just would just be an expansion to receive the agape, because to take the truth in there, really, it's empowered by the agape. And so that he would just truly pour himself into you afresh with his agape as you go forward.
Here you go.
As I began to pray, I heard the word sycamore trees. And I asked the Lord to expound on that, and he sees each one of you like a mighty sycamore tree, and you stand as bridges between the earthly and the spiritual realms, pursuing deeper wisdom and revelation. And like sycamores, you have the ability to thrive in difficult conditions, and you reflect resilience and stability. And like a sycamore, you represent strength, protection, and endurance.
Okay, I just saw a view from a high mountaintop, and it reminded me of like eagle vision. It was like really far, but really clear. And I just feel like that the Lord is sharpening the visions of the watchman. That's the sword.
No, I'm like looking for the rest of it. I'm like, where's the box? He is sitting on a ledge. I just saw the Lord strategically placing the men like rocks in a stream. And then it was like, after everybody was put in this position, then there was like this stream that came through. And the stream was going, but it was almost like directed. The momentum was directed by the positioning of the rocks. And so I just speak divine and strategic positioning over the men, and that they would just be that stable, that grounding force that the Father has called them to be, that they would take up all the space that they're called to take up so that they can direct the flow of his spirit. And I also think it's something to note that the river was flowing, you know, through. And so may they channel that flow as it goes forward.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. That was shocking. I saw a brilliant gemstone, and I saw that it was multifaceted, and I felt like the Lord said that a lot had to be cut away in order for that stone to shine like it was supposed to, and to be brilliant, you know, for it to have that brilliance. And I felt like the Lord said not to be discouraged that you felt like much was cut away, but that because of that cutting, and if you press into the hand of the Lord, that he's going to allow you to shine forth in greater measure. So I just really speak that over you, that in the coming days that you will press into the Lord's hand even more, and that you will allow him to take away the things he needs to take away so that you can shine forth with the brilliance that he has for you.
I saw a bullfighter waving his red cape in front of a charging bull, and I felt like the Lord was saying that you have been equipped to identify, draw out, and vanquish the enemy and disrupt his plans and actions.
Amen.
Right. You got this.
No.
Okay. Okay. So I saw like a pillar of fire, which made me think of when they were like wandering through the desert. And after that, I saw like a dark, rich green. So I thought that it maybe meant that you would like lead us into new spiritual growth, because I think that that's what green means, maybe.
Good job.
Great job.
So I speak over you, mighty men, a deeper, intimate partnership with Father. And as you labor on behalf of what he directs, and through your obedience, there is fulfillment in what you have been created and called to be.
Yes. Okay, so like you, Haley, I saw a tree, except mine was an oak tree. And on the ranch, there's a huge oak tree that I used to play under a lot, and it kind of reminded me of this one. And God's just telling you guys, like, you're tall and you're strong, and you can stay put in, like, the crazy winds that the devil's gonna throw at us, and you, like, protect all the little birdies that hide in you. And that's pretty much it, though.
Well, you all don't have to brace yourselves, because I have a specific word for you, Ollie.
You,
yes, that's what I thought, kind of funny, tall trees, no. So, and he's not here, but he'll get it. I saw Yoali standing at a table, and people were coming up to him and opening up their bag and showing Yoali what he had, what they had in that bag. And he analyzed what was in there, and then he distributed fruit to their bag to add to what they already had. And it's like he was a what we would call a data analyst if you're an IT person, but a spiritual analyst. And he was willingly giving them, showing them the fruit and or the tool that they needed to continue to grow. And I was really specifically felt that was about South America, because he's doing so much stuff there, so.
Wait.
I talked to Yoali just a little while ago, and told him about our prayer time that we had with the churches at Murata, and the incredible words that came. There were like five major themes. And I told him that we had broken those themes down and attached the types of teachings that they needed to receive in order to understand that. And I commissioned him to contact the pastors and to coordinate those teachings that they need so that they can understand what God had revealed. And so your word is really exactly that. So first of all, I thank you for seeing that, Annette.
You're
welcome. We commend you.
Yay.
And we all are in agreement that Yawali, standing at the table, I thought you were going to say, do you want more chips? I thought that's what it was when he came to the table. But Here you're telling us what it is, so mm-hmm. thank you. So
you're welcome.
Please forgive me for interrupting.
No problem. Amen. What are you guys over there? Anybody? Come on, any other woman?
Yes, this is for the mighty men of the church. And I declare the fullness of the Lord over you, that your heart would be open to all that God has for you, and that you will desire to walk in it.
I actually had a vision. I saw that all you men were dressed in an armor. You know, those warriors, Romans, soldiers, and everything. And each one of you had an arrow. Y'all were standing like in a line, in agreement. And y'all were all in position, getting ready to pull the arrow. But at the same time, I could see that y'all were focusing and gleaning to where you're supposed to hit that target. So, and doing so, that I saw that as you were doing that, you're preparing to, that you were focusing, you were preparing at the same time to hit that target. And when you release the arrow, which I understand that is like the word of God, but the arrow, it touched the hearts of the people who you're giving the word to or ministering to, or whatever word that the Lord's giving you to give is going to break whatever in their hearts, and they will become free. Okay. So.
When I laid down to pray, I heard the Lord say that I needed to bring strength and encouragement. So this is what I wrote. To the men of the network, and I was thinking of the men of our church. We have few. If you don't know that, we only have a few men here. But to the network as well, to the body, you are a strength and encouragement to pastor. So y'all need to own that. What you bring, and what you carry, and what you impart, and what you walk in and what you pray over is such a strength and encouragement to our apostle. That's a great responsibility. Okay? You are also a strength to the women of the network. You look around, there's not many of you. Yes, there's a lot of women, but you carry a great strength and authority as a man anointed and called of God in this walk. That's a big responsibility as well. You carry a great weight in the spirit. You are valuable, you are needed, and you are wanted in this walk. And the Lord said, be encouraged.
Well, all I heard was excellent spirit, and what was spoken of Daniel was, I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. So I just declare over all of the men in the network that the spirit of God is in you, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you.
Now, I don't have very much, but I saw our group of men in a vision as a lion.
and you were walking in fierce power and sacrificial love, and you were walking alongside with Jesus Christ. And I don't, the next part I don't really understand yet, but it has that your prayers are so instrumental in opening of the scrolls.
And that's just a little thing?
But I don't understand it all.
That is not a little thing. Walking with Jesus Christ.
Opening the scrolls.
Opening the scrolls.
You know those scrolls.
And Jesus. Does your mama have something? Okay, Laurence, you come on.
I just will receive like something as an encouragement to you, man, in the fact that I, as a young woman who's growing to be a grown woman, that you, like, seeing all of you being so faithful to the Lord and being faithful to the church, it's such something that I look to. Like, it's something that I... It inspires me, and it inspires me also in my search of like my future home, my future family, and all that. And seeing all of you and the position that you have as men in the church and as head of each of your own families is like, it's really inspiring to me as a young woman. So yeah, and she had something too.
Tu peux le tenir? J'ai vu chacun des visages de ces hommes qui sont là.
I saw each of all of you men, like all of your faces.
Se tenir devant un espace ouvert.
And you were standing in front of an open space.
Qui était directement ouvert devant le trône.
And that space was directly open in front of the throne.
Et dans cet espace, il y avait plus de gravité, il y avait plus de temps.
And in that space, it was as if there was no gravity, there were no time.
Et tout au, ça formait comme un tunnel, et tout au fond de ce tunnel, j'ai vu comme un grand miroir.
And it was like a big tunnel, like a big alley, and I could see a mirror at the end of that tunnel.
Et j'ai vu chacun des hommes avancer dans ce miroir.
And I saw each of you men like going forward and marching towards that mirror.
Et le visage de chaque homme se reflétait sur le miroir.
And the faces of every man was reflecting on that mirror.
Et au fur et à mesure qu'ils avançaient,
and as you were walking forward,
c'était le visage de Christ qui apparaissait.
It was the face of Christ that was appearing.
Donc j'ai pensé au passage de 2 Corinthiens.
So she thought of that of 2 Corinthians.
Nous tous qui le visage découvert.
All of us that has the face the face uncovered,
contemplons comme dans un miroir la gloire du Seigneur,
can contemplate in like in a mirror the face of the Lord, the glory of the Lord.
Nous sommes transformés en la même image,
we're transformed in that same image,
de gloire en gloire par le Seigneur l'Esprit,
from glory to glory, just like the Father and His Spirit.
Henriette, Olivia, do you have something? Henriette?
Moi, j'ai reçu le psaume 1, le psaume 1.
I received 1, Psalm 1,
verset 3.
Verse 3.
Il est comme un arbre planté.
You are like
c'est comme ça que
tu vois.
Je vois.
You are like a tree planted.
Près d'un arbre d'eau, courant d'eau.
Near a water which is running.
Qui donne son fruit en sa saison.
I don't know to speak that psalm according to the Bible, but I'll translate. which gives fruit according to its own season.
Et dans le feuillage ne se flétrit point.
And your leaves will not wither.
Tout ce qu'il fait le réussit.
Everything what you do will be successful.
Amen. Amen. C'est tout. Ah. J'ai reçu un autre, mais...
She received another one.
Et ça, c'était pour les hommes de Dieu, les pasteurs prophètes.
It's for pastors and prophets.
Non, pas prophètes, apôtres.
It's for pastors and apostles, men, pastors and apostles.
J'ai eu une vision.
She had a vision.
Des hommes qui voyagent pour annoncer la parole.
For men who are traveling to preach the word.
Je l'ai identifié comme Paul.
Et I identified them like l'apôtre Paul.
L'apôtre Paul.
Apostle Paul.
Qui partait.
Which were going forward.
Pour édifier.
To edify.
Toutes les églises qu'il a plantées.
All the churches what you have planted.
Et il est visité.
Qui, Paul?
Oui, Paul les visiter.
And like Paul, you will visit them.
Et son souci.
Et he was worrying. Oh.
C'était de revisiter les églises qu'il a plantées.
He was worrying that he could not visit the places which he had planted.
Si il marchait selon la parole qu'il leur avait annoncée.
That he would want to see the churches with his preachings that were already in action.
C'était donc il allait pour édifier.
He was going to edify the churches.
Pour que le corps soit affermi.
For the body to be strong.
Amen. Thank you. Merci. Do you want me to translate for you?
Yeah, but be careful.
Let me sit. You want to sit?
Yeah.
Sit.
If you don't mind. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the men in our church. We have so many wonderful examples of the tried and the true and the faithful and the loyal. And one thing that we do is in a physical sense, they help us keep the church site up. This building is quite old and has seen many wonderful days, and it's going to continue to do that, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money to keep this place going. And I just want to congratulate the guys who work here every weekend and through the week too, in working on the church and the grounds, the electrical, the water system, whatever it is we need, we do it. And I just want to thank everybody for doing that and keep everything going for the services and the seminars. And in spiritual, they remain faithful with love and devotion and kindness and respect. They're really good stewards in our example of showing patience, strength, and loyalty, being Mary's instead of Martha's.
Amen. Thank you, Fran. Amen. Did we get everyone? The spirit of prophecy is here. Does anybody else have a word? Anybody? Are you encouraged?
Amen.
That was beautiful. Oh, yes. I was praying, huh?
Be Mary.
Be Mary, that's right. I heard the Lord say to you that he is preparing you to receive the prodigal. And I saw, as representation of the Father, I saw you running down the road to receive the prodigal. And I don't know how or when that's going to happen, but I do know that he's preparing your hearts to receive that, them. So, as simple as it is. Amen? Amen. So, can we just give the Lord thanks? He's so good to us. He's so good to us. We have so much, so rich with his blessings. Shay, do you not have a word? That is unusual. Are you sure? All these talking to these men being like trees? And she doesn't have anything to add? No river or anything? It's incubating. She can do that when she preaches tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? Okay. We're praying for you. Yeah. Well, we did not get those words to the men transcribed, but we'll see if we can't get it off of the audio and get that transcribed. And I just want to throw this out, just if anybody's looking for some way to serve, if you could scribe, that would really help a whole lot. That would help me a whole lot. And so I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand right now, but just ask the Lord if that would be you. Just reach out to me, and we'll get these transcribed, and so we can get them into your hands, because we need to hold fast to these prophetic words. We need to pray over them. We need to read over them. I've got prophetic words that were spoken over me from 25 years ago that I still hold fast to, and that's just, you know, that's just the way that we do it. So thank you so much. And I know that we have maybe 15, 20 minutes left. You know, Pastor has something.
The worship team has to leave. They're not revolting. just a couple of words to bring a connection between these two releases. You know, when the men were offering up their assessments. You know, we came to the realization, especially when we discussed at length some of those passages, that both the men and the women need to function together spiritually, and women have a unique capacity to set the atmosphere and to mobilize and to really influence what needs to happen. And men are largely action-oriented. And so you had Issachar, and you had the general Barak, and you had Deborah under the palm tree representing breakthrough. And the word was really influenced by Deborah. And the men said, I need to hear from you, or we're not doing what we're supposed to do. And I think there's a poetic and prophetic word for that. And then Zebulun, of course, and Naphtali went and hazarded their lives at a strategic Merom high point. And the angels then fought. But it was in that passage, the women that influenced the prophetic drive from that Issachar strength. And then at the end, Sisera, the general, came, and he happened upon a moment, and that woman didn't have a lot of time to run and cry spider and get somebody else to come and kill it. She had to act at that moment. It was a divine moment. It was a divine opportunity, and there was an action that was done that brought the victory that then guaranteed the generation. So that is really a synopsis. So there's a hand in hand, and you know, like the word about the oak tree being the strength, and the word about the sycamore. And the sycamore, of course, remember, is the mulberry tree. And but in Greek, it's, you know, the mulberry tree that David was waiting under the baka tree. And you're waiting for the stirring. And then in that timing, you went in a different way against the same enemy in the same place, which is a very spiritual valley. but God gave that directive. But then the sycamore was really weird, because it doesn't say baka in the New Testament, but it's a combination of moros, which is the musterion, hearing the musterion of the Lord, but also the sycophant, which is really weird, because a sycophant, I won't go through the etymology, what it means today here, but back then it meant somebody that was listening in the figs that would then gossip or spread something. So, but you had this sycamore that was a sycophant and the moros, And I think, you know, Zacchaeus, who was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree, the Savior, for to see. And so he's up there and he sees Jesus. And I think that, like the word that Laurence had, I mean, if we are sensitive to the moving of the Spirit, and if we are hearing the mysterion of the Lord, and we are hearing the Baca, that we will see Jesus and we will welcome him into the houses to eat, to fellowship. And so between the, we do have the network botanist here, so you have you have the palm tree, you have the oak tree, you have the sycamore tree. What other tree was there?
Palm tree.
Well, I did say palm first. And you had planted by the rivers. Henriette had that. And tree of righteousness. So anyway, but the thing was that the women and the men had significant roles to play, and they're both equally strong, but the influence of that woman to mobilize the army. And then, you know, like the woman at the well, which was another one of them that was talked about. The disciples come into town, they're hungry, they go out looking for food, which is men. You have him talking to this woman, and she's opening up a can of worms. Where do we worship? This mountain or Jerusalem? You know, Jesus then downloads, proskuneo, proskuneo, proskuneo. The Father searches for that. And then he speaks blessing to her life. And then the disciples come back, and they're marveling that he's talking to her. But it's a weird word for marvel, thaumuzo, which is what Jesus, the two times Jesus marveled was because of faith in the centurion and the lack of faith in the people. John marveled when he saw the Queen of Heaven in Revelation, and the angel said, "What are you marveling at her for?" So they come back, and it wasn't just that, "What are you talking to that woman for? Don't you know about her?" It wasn't necessarily that. It was that somehow they gleaned what was being released, and they marveled at it. But at the same time, the woman goes out, and she's saying, "Come see a man." You know, and she's spreading the word. So there you have men and women again. The men's reaction, the women's reaction, which is very similar to the Deborah thing. So I just speak in summation. I'm not just killing time because we were early. I speak that there would be a combinative effort between the divine efforts that women have. And, you know, it's just necessary. It's just necessary. We've said that everywhere we go. It's 80% women that are seeking the Lord, and the men you have to bring along. Not so much in Brazil now. There's a lot of men that are hungry, but over the other two decades, it was largely that way. Even here in this room, look. And I, speaking as a man, I recognize how absolutely necessary it is to have godly women who are believing for the move of the Spirit, and who are praying, and who are calling unto the Lord. And we men who want to follow the Lord rely upon that. It's not that we can't do that, but we recognize the strength in that. And but then the men seem to have a strike point, where if some man breaks through who's really led of the Spirit, it can trigger a move. You can have women manifesting all over the place, and that's necessary. But you see a man that gets struck, that ignites a crowd. So there's it's just very interesting. So I just ask that the Father would strengthen capacities in both genders, and there are two genders. I pray that God would help us to move together in a greater dimension of power, and we thank him for that. So thank you for initiating this. Thank you, ladies. Those words were precious. And I pray that the words that the men were releasing were a blessing to you, too. Anything further?
Can I just say, don't leave. I just want to say one thing.
I said don't leave.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. One of the things that we talked about just briefly before we began to pray is, you know, in the Bible, in Genesis, the book of Genesis, the first time that woman is mentioned is Genesis 2, when it says, I will give you a helpmate. And, you know, people use that in weddings, and it's, you know, really a beautiful thing. And I think in our world, we look at it as something that's secondary, something that is just there to serve, you know, her husband. And I know that that is a biblical principle, so I'm not denying that. But that word for helpmate is the word ezer, and it actually means to strengthen something or someone in a way that they cannot strengthen themselves. And the beautiful thing about it is that it's the way God describes himself with regards to Israel. And it's used a multitude of times when he's coming in to strengthen Israel because they couldn't strengthen themselves. And so when you talk about there's a strength, you know, you carry a strength, we carry a strength. I love that we're able to carry that strength to support, you know, the ministry that, you know, for our whole life has been predominantly men. And to me, that's an honor to be able to carry that strength and to be called an ezer, which is really the same thing that in many times God calls himself. And we know that strength is right here. It's you know, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by his spirit that's our strength. And so as intercessors, you know, you say, you know, you've got the women praying. Well, yeah, that's the strength that in so many ways girds it up. Not that you can't be an ezer. I'm just saying it's the first time that God mentions woman. So,
well, yeah, you talked about Eden and Adam this morning, but we were also saying in the men's discussion that, you know, just like the women at the well and just like Deborah under the tree, that same scenario was playing out in Eden because Adam was out doing something. We don't know what he was doing, but he was obviously out doing something, and the enemy targeted her and the atmosphere that was then sent. And then he comes back and he's hungry. And she gives him the apple. And so it's a very similar scenario as Deborah under the tree, woman at the well, and Eden is the very same type of a picture, but it is Eden, Adam, and that's interesting. But and there was a reason the enemy targeted the woman, not because she was easy pickings, but because he recognized this capacity that there's a generating, there's an atmosphere, there's a maneuver. And even what he said, and I'm not teaching on this, but, you know, your eyes will be opened, and you know, I'm not going to go there, but there's that desire to know more. There is a desire to go deeper. There's a desire to search out something beyond. And not that men can't do that. I mean, I try to do that, but honestly, you know, I rely on the prayer base of the women here. And the men too, you know what I'm saying. I rely on that. And I gain strength from that. And it inspires me more on their behalf to try as the leader here to find the things that they're searching for so that I can be a good pastor to help with that. But I have a hunger for that too, but it just in a different way. Just in a different way. And I think that as we go out, you know, like you mentioned today, you know, it was this last journey, it was Pastor Rob and me and you. Even the way we interact in public demonstrates this functionality that, you know, the men supporting the women and the women support the men. And that's very different in that Latin culture. And so it's really a strength. It's encouragement to see the fullness of what God is wanting. And I'll say one more thing. It's really weird because, you know, I mentioned that cassette I was listening to from that Ministering in the Spirit Realm conference. And we had those two guys that were here from New Jersey at that big church. And all of you were prophesying. I mean, yeah, it was like 40 minutes, and you could hear one person after another come up and, you know, be prophesying to these guys. And I thought they were really being blessed. They were eating up everything until the very last day they wanted to meet with me. And I thought, well, you know, we're not looking to go anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere. But they told me that we can't really align with you because you have too many women in ministry. You remember that? And I thought, all of those words, 80% of them, really powerful words, were coming from women, many of you in this room. And I thought, and so what did I say? I said, well, brothers, I mean, you've been ministered to here. There's no question who the leaders are here. I mean, that time it was me and Paul, and I think Dan was still here. But these women are powerful. And I was saying what we would all say, you know, they're speaking prophetically, they're intercessors, they're teaching. And we had a rather unique, respectful debate, but that was it. They were adios, amigo. So we're back to this, but we have the privilege of being able to demonstrate this powerful combination. And so anyway, all right.